the incomparable Charlie Chan. We proudly present the incomparable Charlie Chan in a new and exciting series of adventures combining the wisdom of the East and the science of the West in a dramatic chapter from The Adventures of Charlie Chan.
Charlie Chan humbly bids you good evening and extends warm welcome. It is written, man who gives good counsel to others becomes fool when advising self. Tonight, we meet person who advised self how to escape murder. Person is Charlie Chan. Listen, please. Thank you.
Tonight's adventure, the case of the talking doll. It is 5 o'clock in the morning. Bleak dawn brightens the twisted buildings of San Francisco's waterfront. Inside a machine shop, a ramshackle wharf, two men stand over a workbench arguing, while one operates tools with quick, sure fingers.
Knife. We've got to get out of here.
Keep your shirt on, Spider.
We've 20,000 worth of stolen sapphires on us. They're hot.
I know.
Every policeman in town is on to us, looking for the hot kid sapphires. And you're wasting time in this joint. Let's go. Oh,
shut up, you bother me.
That's a Pete's sake, Knife. Can't you get it into your head this town's no good? Chan's after us.
I know, that's why we're here.
What are you cooking up at that bench?
A present for Chan.
Are you crazy? What are you talking about?
I've had enough trouble from Charlie Chan, Spider. Look, I just rigged up a little gadget. I'm putting it inside this doll. Soupy Kimball showed me how to make it. It's what they call a chemical bomb. Like an hourglass, see? It's chock full of explosives.
Pete's sake, Knife, will you be careful with that?
Watch this, Spider. The hourglass goes in the doll. A cute idea, right? There's acid in the hourglass to set off the explosive. Now, every time the doll is turned over to make it cry, the acid eats a little way through this lead plate here. Pretty soon after the doll says mama enough, there'll be no more lead between the acid and the explosive. Then, when Dolly turns over once more, the big bang.
So what?
I'll drop this present at Chan's house before we leave town. A present for one of his kids. After Dolly said mama enough, no more house, no more Chan. There we are. Dolly's all ready now. Take it easy, Spider. Dolly's got to cry quite a few times before she blows up.
Will you stop that, Knife? Let's get out of here.
Nerves, eh, Spider? Yeah, just wrap her up and we'll get going.
Shut up a minute, Knife.
What's the matter?
Listen.
To what?
Outside. I think I hear.
Attention, Knife Glen Cannon. Attention, Spider Brady.
That's Chan. He's following us here.
This is Charlie Chan speaking. Know you are inside machine shop. Have Lieutenant Regal with riot squad alongside. You cannot resist. Come out of building with hands in vertical police position, please.
And turn over the sapphire. Not much. Get your gun out, Spider.
We can't fight the whole police department, Knife. We can get out of here. There's a back way through the docks.
In a minute. If I can give Chan a shot in it.
What? Oh, I'm hit. I told you were crazy to fight him. You hurt bad?
That's a slug in the shoulder.
Would advise you to accept wisdom of miserable old Charlie Chan. It's useless to continue resistance. Surrender, please.
Come on, Knife. The back way out. Before they get wise and cover it.
Where's that doll?
Get the doll. Come on, I'll give you a hand.
Get back, Spider.
What's the matter with you? Are you pointing that gun at me?
I've bad news for you, Spider. I've got to have time for a getaway. I've got to have time to drop this dolly off at Chan's house.
Knife!
Somebody's got to keep Chan busy for a while. You're elected, Spider.
Knife! For the love of Mike! He wouldn't shoot me.
Here it comes, Spider. Then the coppers can have you. By the time they finish you off, I'll have made a getaway and be miles away from here. But not so far off, I don't hear the bang when Chan goes up in smoke.
No, Knife. Don't shoot!
Lieutenant Regal.
Do not begin firing again, please. I've noted silence inside buildings for some time.
Okay, hold those guns, boys. Maybe they're playing possum inside, Jan.
Perhaps. But this miserable person is not safe. Come this way, Lieutenant.
Now, wait a minute, Jan. You're not going into that place.
It is written. To discover how oysters taste is necessary to open shells. This person foolhardy enough to investigate.
Myers, Casey, we're going in. I want you to cover us.
Careful, please, Lieutenant. Do not believe our entering ambush, but even the lion is cautious. Ah, deductions of this bankrupt brain correct, Lieutenant. Enemy has departed, leaving wounded behind. Kindly observe gentleman on floor.
Yeah. It's Spider Brady.
Victim of bullets rashly invited by Mr. Knife Glencannon.
Hey, Jan.
He's in a bad way, Jan. Two bullets in the chest.
Ah.
Jan. Listen.
Are only interested in two things. Whereabouts of Glencannon and Hopkins Sapphires.
Knife was shot in the shoulder. Double-crossed me.
So sorry. No sympathy to spare for murderers.
Listen, Jan. When I get my own back on Knife. Knife cleared out with Sapphires.
Where'd he go, Brady? Come on, son, talk.
Up. Back way. Through the wharves.
This miserable person not aware of back exit from building. Quickly, Lieutenant Rieger.
No. Listen.
Make it fast, Brady.
Knife. Gonna plant bomb. In your house, Ken.
What?
The reason why we're here. Make time bomb. Plant it in your house.
Intelligent tongue is quick. What kind of bomb? How did say look? Quick.
Explosive. Acid. Put it into...
Yeah, into what? Into what, man?
Mr. Brady, answer, please.
Wait a minute. He can't. He's dead.
This most unfortunate places Charlie Chan in unhappy predicament.
You believe what he said?
Yes. Only explanation for most odd detour to this machine shop. Further evidence. Observed bullet wounds in Brady's chest are not result of police gun bullets. Evident Brady spoke truth. Was betrayed and shot by Glencannon. Sought revenge by disclosing bombing plans.
We've got to get back to your house at once, Chan, before Knife gets a chance to plant that bomb.
May be doing so at present. Has already obtained 20 minutes start through murder of Brady.
Then what are we going to do?
Problem is how to recognize bomb and locate same. Can solve problem in two ways. Search house. Search for Glencannon.
I'll try to pick up his trail right away. Maybe we can squeeze the truth out of him if we get him.
This person returns home to search premises. Telephone any new information to these dull ears at that place, Lieutenant. Only hope same will still be attached to head when you call.
Let me in, Doctor. I'm hurt.
You're hurt?
Yeah. Now, let me in. Sorry to bust in like this, Doc. I think I lost a lot of blood. Made me weak.
I see. This way, please. Yeah. Let me give you a hand.
Watch out for that shoulder.
Sorry. Good heavens, man. How long have you been walking around like this?
Not long. I had a visit to make first. And I stopped at the first doctor's light I saw. Yours.
Sit here.
Thanks. Yep. I was down at the machine shop. I had a spike driven through my shoulder. I thought I could get home all right.
Now let's have a look at it. I'm afraid I'll have to cut the clothes away from your shoulder.
Go ahead, Doc. Just make it fast.
Sorry. This won't take long.
What's the matter?
That was quite a spike, wasn't it? Here, hold this cotton bandage to your shoulder. I'll have to get some ether and clean the wound. Back in a few minutes.
All right, Doc, just hurry it up.
At the police headquarters, Dr. John Fields calling. A man's just come into my surgery, obviously a criminal type.
short, dark. Scar on his left cheek. Part of his left earlobe gone. He claims he was wounded in the shoulder in a machine accident. It's evidently a gunshot wound. There. Just a minute.
My dear sir,
phoning the cops, eh? I'll fix you.
Hey, Pop, this is Junior.
In studies, son.
Ah, there you are. Everything okay, Pop? Number one son reporting mission completed.
Number one son has accomplished same with diplomacy and tact. Have sent entire family on visit to friends without alarming same.
Yeah, but what are we going to do now, Pop? We can't stay in the house. It's like sitting on top of a volcano.
Come. Necessary to abandon residence.
Hey, did you hear something?
Ah, these imperfect ears perceive strange noise emanating from that cupboard.
Sounds like a doll or something. But what's a doll doing in your cupboard and what's making it talk? Holy smoke, it's Patsy. She's a stowaway.
Hello, Papa. Look at my new dolly.
Ah. May Father inquire why number five daughter is in wardrobe?
I don't know how I overlooked Patsy, Pop. I thought I had Mom and all the kids in the car.
Not me, I hid. Me and my new dolly. Because today, it's my turn to be with Papa.
Now, Patsy.
Number five daughter speaks truth. This person promised to devote to her entire afternoon. Unfortunately, this is no time for toys. It's moment for hasty exit. Come.
My gosh, if it wasn't for Patsy's doll, we might have left her in here with a bomb. Someone's at the door, Pop.
We'll inspect same on way out.
Hello, Jan. Still all in one piece?
Fortunately, Lieutenant Regal. I just abandoning house. This person convinced his new abode of destruction. They not risk remaining to search for same.
You don't have to bother.
Huh?
I think we've located the Glen Cannon. Doctor just phoned into headquarters. He reported a man in his surgery with gunshot wounds. The guy seems to answer to Glen Cannon's description.
Felicitations, Lieutenant Regal. Come, must interview physician at once.
In a few moments, we resume the adventures of Charlie Chan. But meanwhile, your announcer. Now, back to the incomparable Charlie Chan. With his small daughter holding onto his hand and clutching the fatal doll, Charlie Chan, together with Lieutenant Regal, stops his son's car outside the doctor's house.
Wait a minute, Chan.
Huh?
The doctor's front door is open, see? I don't like that.
Yes, this person catches smell of stale fish, too.
We'd better go in for a look.
Well, wait for me, Lieutenant. Come on, Pop, hurry up.
I'm coming too, can't I, Papa?
So sorry. Number five daughter must stay safely in car with doll and await return of father. Can do.
Can do.
Ah, the thief well-trained doll makes same answer. Good.
Hey, Pop!
I'm coming, son. And what is cause of agitation?
The doctor's been murdered.
Well, if this isn't something to cheer about, just when we figured we had everything on ice. Looks like Glen Cannon must have suspected when the doctor called us.
Deduction correct, Lieutenant Regal. Accounts for abrupt termination of telephone call. Are now no closer to criminal, nor to explosive threat to miserable domicile.
If we could only locate Knife's hideout. He's got to go to work for a while to let that wound heal.
Yes. Discovery would end case altogether and rescue Chan Hovel from disintegration. But perhaps this bankrupt mentality not totally ineffectual at present.
What do you mean?
Observe portions of blood-stained shirt, sweater, singlet, and coat on floor alongside operating table. Have been cut away with scissors. Can see scissor marks.
Pop, I got it. The doctor cut this away from Glen Cannon's shoulder to get at the wound.
Charlie Chan overwhelmed by son's brilliance. Are correct. Lieutenant Regal, observe inner seam of sweater fragment, please. These aging eyes perceive marks on same.
Hey, there's letters stitched along the seam.
Yes. Same represents Taylor's rough manner of identifying clothes.
Let's have a look at it. Yes, it's five letters. E, S, S, E, X. Essex. Who blazes Essex? Never heard of Glen Cannon using that alias before.
Wait a minute, Lieutenant. Huh? Look, the first E is stitched backwards.
Ah, so happy number one son has noted fact. Same is crucial.
How, Pop?
A backwards E will enable Charlie Chan to direct faltering steps to abode of Mr. Glen Cannon.
Are you kidding?
Have misfortune to be serious. Quickly, please. Back to car. Must follow now path through forest of doubt without delay. Now that everybody in car will proceed to... One moment. These nostrils scent odd odor. Is there a defect in car, son? Short circuit resulting from daughter's tampering.
Short circuit? Wait a minute. Patsy, if
it
you...
It wasn't me. It was my dad.
Now, don't start excuses.
Silence, son. Now, what did number five daughter say?
It was my new dolly that made the funny smell.
Gosh, was your dolly trying to drive the car, Patsy? Imagination these kids have.
You do not understand, Lieutenant. These ancient nostrils perceive truth of daughter's statement. New doll responsible for odd odor in car, huh?
Yes, Papa.
Holy smoke, Chan. A chemical bomber could leave a smell like this. Do you think that...
Must not transmit panic to child, Lieutenant. And number five daughter tried to inform poor old father before, huh? Stupid father did not let her tell him about acquisition of new toys.
Patsy, where did you get the doll?
Someone rang the front door, and when I went, no one was there. Only a possum and my dolly was inside.
Murder McCree, it was Glen Cannon.
Will daughter give father doll now?
I can't, Papa. I gave away because she smelled nasty.
To whom did daughter give toy?
To Mr. 90.
Mr. who?
He drove a horse and a wagon with bells on top of the wagon and all kinds of things inside.
These ears understand daughter's description. Was junkman. Number 90 printed on side of wagon.
Yes, Papa.
Very good. Same was junkman's license number. Realize predicament, Lieutenant O'Regal. Although are capable of finding Glen Cannon through backwood E in name Essex, must abandon project to locate junkman before doll explodes and destroys innocent lives.
Right.
Son, take daughter home. Abode now safe. Inform family tactfully may return at will. Then meet Lieutenant O'Regal and self before portals of License Bureau.
What are you going to do with the Bureau, Pop?
Slight exercise of contents of skull would deduce. This person will learn name and address of junkman from license number. Must rush through locality at once, breathing prayer to gods that same still standing when we arrive.
Hey, Pop! Pop! Over here! Come on, Lieutenant. Hop in.
Okay.
Mission completed.
Yes, Patsy, safe at home.
Will you close door, Lieutenant O'Regal?
Sure.
Son will navigate car to number 300 East 8th Street.
Well, that isn't far.
Is the abode of Mr. Lewis Akron, dealer in old newspapers, old metal, and assorted objects of little or no value. Only hope Chan family has not bought safety at the expense of Akron family.
We'll be in time, Chan. We've got to be.
This person now about to make astonishing statement, Lieutenant O'Regal.
It wouldn't astonish me, Chan. You're always... asking surprises.
May find Mr. Knife Glen Cannon closer to Talking Doll than you think.
You mean his hiding place?
Yes.
Did that backwards E and word Essex give you the clue, Pop?
Yes. And now amazed and deeply reverent before gods who watch over affairs of man. Truly it is written, fate is a labyrinth from which man never escapes. Same true even of Knife Glen Cannon.
There it is, Pop. 300 East 8th. Must be that house with the junkyard behind it.
Very good. Horse and wagon present. Perhaps doll, too.
At least we didn't find a hole in the ground.
Afternoon, gents. Anything I can do for you? I'm Akron. Louis Akron. Paper, metal, string, wood, old pots, old pans, rags, silver paper.
Pardon, please. We'll gladly listen to oral catalogue at later date. Must ask important question now. Some time ago, you received large doll from small girl?
No,
he's lying.
This person understand. Gentlemen frightened by your uniform, Lieutenant. Mr. Akron, no harm will come to you because of doll. Case is exact opposite. A large reward for return of same.
Reward? Why'd you say so before? Vinny! Vinny!
It's coming, Pa.
I'll give the doll to my kid, Vinny. That's my kid.
What do you want, Pa?
Where's the doll I just give you, Vinny?
Doll?
Yes, please. Large doll that cried when turned over. May have sent quickly, please. Most urgent. Where is doll, please?
Well, there's a sick man down the road. I saw him. He's all by himself in the little black house. He's awful sick in there. He says queer things, rambles on and on.
Sounds like fever.
I felt sorry for him. So I put the doll in his bed so he'd have company when he waked up. The doll was talking.
Talking? You mean crying.
No, she was making a funny bubbly noise, and she smelled funny, too.
Miss Vinnie, quick, address of Black House. Was number 355?
Yes.
Oh, Blaze, did you know that chap?
No time for answers. Come quickly, please.
If that doll was bobbling, it means it's ready to go off any second.
Do you think you'll get there in time?
This person puts over-abandoned form into highest possible speed, yet at the same time marvels at miracles of faith.
Ah, have a heart, Chan. Is this the time for philosophy? Sick man's on the verge of blowing to pieces.
You the flame will be avenging arm of fate, Lieutenant Rigo.
Push a Pop, Junior. Maybe we can get a little more speed out of him.
There's the house, Pop. Down the road.
We'll run far enough. Stop, please. Stop.
Oh, gosh, are you crazy?
No.
Come on, Pop.
We'll be happy to proceed. Must first explain risks we run and reasons for same. If son and friend willing to proceed after explanation, we'll then...
Hey! Pop! The bomb is... While we were standing here gabbing it... Gosh, that sick fella. Oh, this is awful.
And we might have saved him. We might have... Gosh, if ever I get my hands in Glen Cannon, I don't know what. Sometimes the law is too easy.
But fate is not. Let us examine debris, please. Perhaps we will find no innocent man has died.
You mean the place was empty?
What are you talking about? You heard what the girl said.
Yes. But have not forgotten Taylor's mark on sweater of Knife Glen Cannon.
Pop, if there's someone, something over in this corner, I'd like to...
This person will perform ugly task. One moment. Ah, yes, yes. This person's faith in destiny completely vindicated. Exercise eyes, Lieutenant. What do you perceive in this smashed leather case removed from pocket of body?
Blue stones.
They look like doll's eyes.
Doll's eyes, my foot. Chan, they're sapphires, the Hopkins sapphires.
Yes. You perceive facts now, huh? It is written, evil to him who evil does. See how fates were at this man's door before us. See how much harder than man's justice is destiny of heaven.
What do you mean, Pop?
With malice and cruelty, this person sent forth an engine of destruction to destroy innocence. See how fate guided hands of innocent to carry destruction back into his own abode. Bomb has destroyed man who made same. Mr. Knife Glen Cannon.
Where do you want me to drop you, Lieutenant?
Headquarters. I've got to turn over the Hopkins stones and make my report. I think I've got everything straight, Chan, except how you knew that sick man in the black house was Glen Cannon.
Extremely simple. From letters stitched inside sweater.
But they spelled Essex.
Has son forgotten backwards E?
No, but that doesn't change it. The thread still spelled out Essex.
Did not. Spelled out address.
Address?
Yes. First crude E was backwards. Was not E. Was number 3.
Holy smoke.
Second two S's were not letters of alphabet. Were numbers 5.
355.
Correct. Second E in Essex was letter of alphabet. Stood for East. Last X was merely crude number 8. Hole represented address. 355 East 8th Street.
So it was an address and not a name.
Correct. After murder of physician, was possible for miserable Charlie Chan to have captured Glen Cannon immediately. Was sidetracked by problem of lethal talking doll. This person believes fate performed act to allow time for Glen Cannon's destruction.
Gosh, I can't put that in my report, Chan. The police department doesn't have fate listed on this file index.
Listen, Pop, what is this fate routine that kept you so calm all the time? Is that why you weren't scared and we thought our house was about to blow up?
Ah, son, they just said, for father of children, mere earthquake can have no terrors. And this happy person, at present father of 12 assorted children. How much worse could bomb be? Before this person has further words with you, here is an answer with words of wisdom. Charlie Chan say, be sure to join us next week at same time. Good night. Thank you.
The Adventures of Charlie Chan are based on the famous character created by Earl De Biggers. This is a Grace Gibson Radio production produced by Reg Johnston.